Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm speaking with Train to Game Art and Animation student David Sims, aka Satch, on the Train to Game forum. And he's here to tell me a bit about why he chose study of Train to Game and what he wants to achieve with it. But first of all, what first got you interested in video games?
Well, my first interest in video games, quite a while ago, to be honest, back with the Nintendo, the Atari, those kind of games. I mean, my favourite game ever, I suppose, is FF7, to be honest. That really got me into, thinking about making video games and really, analysing the video game for what it is.
So why did you decide you wanted a career in the games industry, and why have you chosen to attempt that with Train to Game?
To be honest, I mean, I've looked at a few different avenues, but I've been looking into Train to Game for a good few, well, a couple of years now. I decided to go for the Art and Animation course because I've always been into art and drawing. You know, video games have been an absolute passion, if not an addiction of mine, for years and years and years. So I thought, why not, combine the two and, make a career out of it, really.
Tell us about your previous experience with art and animation then.
I don't have much with art and animation on the computer side of things. I mean, I've done a lot of art, a lot of drawing in the past. My whole house is full of artists, actually.
So what are you doing now with your life?
With my life, I'm working for Yellow Pages, and basically I'm just focusing on this course, trying to get it all into my head, trying to do it as well as I can. And I just want to get into the games industry as quick as I can, really.
And how are you finding balancing the Train to Game course around your career and the rest of your life?
Yeah, I'm finding the balance quite good, actually. I've still got enough time to socialise with my friends, go out. I also do a lot of snowboarding, which I'm really passionate about. So yeah, I'm fitting in maybe 2-3 hours a night. I'm also working on a game with a couple of other guys from the course. The game's called EMD, and it's World War II real-time strategy. So we've all been getting really focused on that. And what I found is, making, even at my level, I'm only on Section 1 Part B, even at my level, it's really good to get on a project with some people because it really motivates you and it really drives you to, do things outside of the course structure.
Tell us a bit about this game you're working on.
I'm working on it with a couple of designers at the moment. Basically a World War II real-time strategy using the Unity engine. I'm actually the lead artist somehow, even though I'm still very, very new at all this. So basically it's a very story-driven game. We're kind of taking a lot of things from Company of Heroes. It's a game we all enjoy a huge amount. So yeah, it's going to be a very story-driven game. We're actually looking for a concept artist at the moment to do all of the concept art for the cutscenes. Very heavily story-driven, very emotional game, and we're going to hopefully get the player very attached to the characters.
What's been your favourite part of the course so far?
Do you know what? Strange enough, it's actually been the forums. I've met a lot of great people on the forums. Everyone's fantastic on the forums. They're all so supportive. I've put up so many questions, and they're answered so quickly with the most positive response. Yeah, I mean, the course is great, but the people are what I'm really enjoying about it, to be honest.
What do you want to achieve with Train to Game this year?
I want to, with the game we're making, really, have it all pretty much laid out and almost ready to go within the next year. I'm hoping to get to the end of Section 2 by the end of the year. I'm setting quite high goals, but at the same time, it's a work-from-home course, so I'm just taking it all in my stride, I suppose.
Finally, what would your ideal job in the games industry be?
Probably working for Bethesda or Blizzard, perhaps. I've always been into creating very open-ended sandbox worlds or the idea of doing that. So I'd be really excited about making, the next Fallout or the next Elder Scrolls.
Thanks for your time, David.
No problem. Cheers.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.